Imagination Studios presents Ballet Shoes by Noel Stretfield, read for you by Elizabeth Sastre. Chapter 1. Great Uncle Matthew and His Fossils. The Fossil Sisters lived in the Cromwell Road. At that end of it, which is farthest away from the Brompton Road, and yet sufficiently near it so one could be taken to look at the dolls' houses in the Victoria and Albert every wet day. If the weather were not too wet, one was expected to save the penny and walk. Saving the penny and walking was a great feature of their lives. "Gum," Pauline, the oldest, would say, "must have been a very taxi person. He couldn't have ever thought about walking, or he'd never have bought a house at the far end of the longest road in London." "I expect," Petrova, the second, would argue, "he had a motor car all his own, and he never hired anything." G.U.M. was the quick way of saying Great Uncle Matthew. He was a legendary figure to the children, as he had gone on a voyage, and not come back, before any of them were old enough to remember him clearly. He had, however, been of the utmost importance in their lives. "He's been," Pauline once said, "like the stork in the fairy tale. He very nearly did bring us in his beak." Storks in the Fossil Children's Nursery were always called gums after that. Gum had been a very important person. He had collected some of the finest fossils in the world, and though to many people fossils may not seem to be very interesting things to collect, there are others who find them as absorbing as sensible collections, such as stamps. Collecting fossils, he naturally needed somewhere to put them, and that is how he came to buy the house in the Cromwell Road. It had large...